Time for another Wellness Wednesday on Q92, where we get together with health professionals from all around our Q92 listening area. Right now we have Dr. Maria Nolte from Madison Healthcare Services, no stranger to our airwaves here. How are you doing, Dr. Nolte?
I'm good, thank you, Maynard. How are you?
Just fine, and I'm waiting for summer, though, or spring,
right,
at least. That hasn't happened yet, so we'll see what happens in that area. But we're going to talk a little bit about the seasons here in the form of seasonal allergies today. What's the scoop?
Right. So, you know, spring is kind of prime time for, you know, people's allergies to ramp up. And I feel like every year people say, oh, this is the worst year I've ever had for allergies. So just thought we'd talk a little bit about that and kind of some common treatments, things to avoid. So
yeah, I just told you that or mentioned that to you before we went on the air here. It seems like I've been sneezing a lot more than just ragweed season this year, so something's up.
Right. So typically, you know, seasonal allergies, some people call it hay fever, some technical terms are, you know, allergic rhinitis, but basically it's a irritant or something in the air that, you know, causes symptoms. So typical symptoms for allergies are itchy eyes, sneezing, watery eyes, runny nose, kind of drippy type symptoms. You shouldn't have a fever with allergies, shouldn't have body aches. Sometimes it can make you feel kind of run down and tired. Whereas, you know, your common colds, you know, typically tend to have more sore throat, that runny nasal congestion. Sometimes you can have a fever, body aches. So there are a few distinguishing characteristics. Colds tend to, on average, last, you know, a week and a half, whereas, you know, allergies can last throughout the whole season. In Minnesota, we have different allergy symptoms for different different allergy times for different irritants. So tree allergies tend to be earlier, so the April to June when the trees are budding and blooming. Grass allergies tend to be more that May to July. Weed pollen, kind of this throughout the summer and then until you get a hard frost in the fall, and then ragweed tends to be kind of that late August, early September fair time through hard frost. So those tend to be more those drippy kind of symptoms, the itchy eyes, runny nose, watery eyes. There's also kind of year-long allergies that some people can have, which we tend to attribute those more towards dust mites or mold or something in the home. Those tend to be more of a congestive type symptom, so you just kind of feel plugged up or might have a bunch of drainage down the back of your throat. And like I said, some people just have those year-round, so they can be quite irritating. Treatments for allergies, so antihistamines are kind of our, you know, first-line treatment. They're really good at helping those runny eyes, watery nose, those types of symptoms. When you add a decongestant to that, so that's the you know, capital D part of those medications, that's what really helps with that congestion, obviously, the postnasal drainage, all of those types of symptoms. It's better to start those medications actually before your typical allergy is present, before you have symptoms, because then you can really kind of stay ahead of it and not have to suffer through it. You know, we have a lot of patients who take allergy medications kind of all year round or just seasonally, and that's fine to do. There are other options, too, besides just your pills that you can take, your allergy medications. There's nasal sprays, which can work very well. Again, those are important to kind of take before your allergy season typically starts, because it takes time for that to kind of build up and offer that protection. You can do nasal rinses. Or allergy injections. There's lots of things if those kind of first things don't help. But hopefully this year won't be bad, but I feel like we say that every year. So
yeah, that's true. Is there anything someone can do if their allergies just are really bugging them to the point where the medication isn't doing any good, or anything, any further procedures that they can do medically?
Well, so typically, you know, if our kind of main medications don't work, we'd probably have you see an allergist or an immunologist who kind of specialize in doing that. And then there are patients who do use allergy, take allergy shots, which kind of can help just lessen the symptoms overall. You know, trying to avoid your allergens is a good idea.
Move to a different state or something.
Move to a different state, stay inside, but who wants to do that in the summer?
That's kind of extreme, I guess, to, you know, move, but worse comes to worse, if it's that bad, I guess that is an option.
Yep. The, you know, windy days are worse because it's blowing the pollen around, you know, trying to avoid mowing the lawn or pulling weeds, or if you are, you know, wearing a mask can help kind of prevent those allergens from getting in your system. You know, if you have allergies to like mold or dust mites, you know, dust mites are super common in on bedding and furniture, so, you know, thoroughly washing your bedding and cleaning your furniture and vacuuming frequently can help kind of lessen those symptoms as well.
And staying where it's air-conditioned, I find that works pretty well, so.
Right, exactly.
Because you don't have a lot of that outside air blowing in on you with the, bringing the allergens in along with it when you open the window or something, so.
Right.
All right, well, a lot of good information there, and if they need more, I would assume they can contact Madison Healthcare Services, and you must have a lot of good information you can pass along to them.
We certainly do.
All right, sounds good. Well, Dr. Nolte, we appreciate you taking time out of your day to join us on another Wellness Wednesday. Always good to have you on the radio here.
And
we hope we can talk again real soon. You have a great day.
Sounds good. Thanks, Vayner. You
bet. Bye now.